Yes, absolutely. Here
Welcome
we go.
To CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning CUTV News Radio Live. This is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today from all around the world. We thank you for making us a part of your day. It is 1 p.m. Eastern here at our broadcast center, CUTV News Radio Live, a service of the Telly Award-winning CUTV News, where we have exclusive interviews with some of the world's most impactful people, people who are making our world a better place through understanding, through appreciation, through their perspective and wisdom, their skill set, their experience, and their passion for life and for guiding others and you know, mentoring others as well. From every walk of life, every field of endeavor, really an extraordinary opportunity to engage with our illustrious guests here on the award-winning broadcast series, like Charlotte Isabet. She has been with me before on the air, and I'm very excited to welcome her back to CUTV News Radio Live. We're going to have another in-depth and enlightening and insightful conversation, as we did previously here on our broadcast series. To sort of set the tone, to set the stage as far as the theme a little bit for you, the concept of one world government is mind-numbing, but of course it is also chillingly all too real. The future totalitarian police state is being implemented as our very special guest Charlotte writes. She says, all you have to do is see the latest CNN report on Russian bombers at bases off of Venezuela, ready to strike the United States at any time. If the USA does not conform to policies to Russian-Chinese totalitarian plans to run the globe under an international police state, well, that one world government or new world order is a culmination of plans emanating from sinister secret societies, according to our guest, Charlotte Isabet. She's referring one of the things to Yale University's Order of Skull and Bones and the more open international groups such as Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission and Bilderberger groups as well. Member of above groups of sinister secret society, she says, go on and on and on. Illuminati is another one. Have been involved in the goal of international government since the 18th century, the Bavarian Illuminati, and further back in history. She says the goal is corporate communist global control using a police state to enforce its edicts towards socialism and communism. She says one has only to read the history provided by a late Professor Anthony Sutton, especially his book, How the Order Controls Education, to really get a complete picture of who, what, where, and how regarding the satanic agenda and how the agenda has been kept secret from the American people by the controlled media. She says the names of the creators of the future now nightmare billionaires are all listed, and they pop out from every page of Anthony Sutton's books. Now, our guest, Charlotte Isabet, former senior policy advisor to the U.S. Advisor Department Education, has been tirelessly keeping us abreast of the truth, having discovered a dark plot during her time in the educational system, how we have been and are being diabolically and systematically brainwashed in her compelling, well-documented book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. In the book, Charlotte reveals how the traditional American public education system was actually hijacked in the early 1900s, primarily by the Carnegie Corporation. From strong academics, upward mobility of your child and education geared to training your children to the workforce and getting them prepared for the workforce, to spin off profits for the global elite and preparing students for life in a totalitarian world government. This agenda is fast approaching completion. She says we have dumbed down society that has been victimized, and it's very serious, and we need to take heed. It's really incredible. Besides her book, Charlotte urges us to read the eye-opening book, Tragedy and Hope, by Carol Quigley, historian for the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations, in which Quigley states that the industrialists in the late 1800s got together and decided that in order to implement global government, they would have to control both political parties at the top. So when we quote-unquote peons go to the polls and pull the lever for who we quote-unquote want, we will in effect get what quote-unquote they want. Through her well-informed, detailed videos and interviews, Charlotte also documents every single fact and truth. Charlotte got herself fired when she was senior policy advisor in the Reagan Department of Education because she blew the whistle on tax-funded development, Marxist brainwashing, and the educational programs, which ultimately were implemented in all schools of the nation. Charlotte's latest article at deliberatedumbingdown.com relates to lifelong communist community education and brainwashing in the community-oriented policing system, COPS, C-O-P-S, being implemented across the nation by unconstitutional public and private partnerships. We're very excited to welcome her to CU TV News Radio Live to delve in deeply about her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and why she felt the need to write it. She is in beautiful northern New England, Maine, where she makes her home. We are very excited and honored to welcome back to CU TV News Radio Live as we delve in deeper and share more of her wisdom and perspective with you, Charlotte Isaac. Charlotte, thank you very much for joining us here on CU TV News Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you back with us for another insightful conversation. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. You know, and you always, I mean, sometimes I feel I don't even have to continue the dialogue because you put it all together so well for your audience. And yeah, I mean, what I have, you know, the research I've done, you know, it's absolutely vital proof for people to see. There's nothing that is what I think. I've never taken any, I've never said anything that I couldn't document. And I've never, in fact, had anyone come after me for anything that I've said because it's all, you know, documented. I wish that it weren't true. It is really, if you're on the dark side of you know, of the agenda, you have to give them credit. I mean, they didn't miss a beat. They used, you know, the devil's three-prong fork. It now has about 10 prongs, but you know, they used, it was very clever. They used gradualism, you know, the frog in the cold water, very, very smart. Over a period of what, 50 years, when that transpires, you have generation after generation falling for a new concept of what our country really is, was meant to be, and how it has been transformed into something totally alien. And, you know, that's the gradualism. And with the brainwashing, it's worked very, very well. All you have to do is look at the news at night and see the young people, the tragic young people, what they are accepting. They can't read, they can't write, they have no history, so they're accepting this horrible future that has been planned for them, you know, certainly ever since the beginning of the last century. And, you know, so you have that gradualism, and then you have semantic deception, which is very bad. I mean, I have a very good book written on communist use of semantic deception. Semantics, that's the use of words. So, you know, they'll have a word that sounds perfectly normal to you, like critical thinking. Well, that's, you know, we all think, hey, why can't, you know, our kids should be taught how to think critically. Well, if they look back in history, they'll see that it was Lenin, you know, who coined the word, not critical. He said thinking, though, thinking. And Lenin said the definition of thinking in the communist world is evolutionary. So nothing is stable. Nothing remains the same. Nothing, no values, beliefs whatsoever remain the same. They change. Everything is evolving. So that's what you would call gradualism, and so that we've seen. And then you have this education from Carnegie, I would say really right at the beginning of the century. Carnegie put a lot of money into the National Governors Association. That's very interesting. So you have the national governors, all of them, you know, supporting this agenda, UN agenda, global's agenda, being implemented through the schools. And so you'll see, you know, when parents and teachers and all were fighting the outcome-based education or the school-to-work or whatever, they ran up against a stone wall because the media was promoting the globalist agenda, and you had the governors on board, and that meant that the governors were influencing our state legislatures, and that, you know, that sank all the way down into the educational system. So you have that, and then you have, of course, the Federal Reserve, which provided every single bit of billions of dollars necessary. Now, this is a very important point here on funding. You can check, your listeners can check this, but I did about, well, I check it every 2 years or so. Education funding at the three levels, right? Federal, that would be my old office, which was mostly research there, awful research going out all over the world to change education. But you have from the federal level, then you have state funding, and then you have local funding. And the total comes to slightly over $1 trillion, folks. And I know that you probably just fell off your chair, but because you're saying, oh, what? And they can't read, write, count. They don't know history. They can't think. They're wandering around. Their morals have been completely destroyed. So what have they been spending this money on? Well, I just say brainwashing. It's very expensive. And the poor teachers have been subjected to that constantly. With the teachers, they have to do it on a regular basis because brainwashing doesn't really stick. You have to keep going back. So the teachers have to keep going back into the sensitivity training, which is values destruction, originally came out of China. So you have this agenda, which is without a hitch, really, because you have the gradualism. So one generation goes through it, and then the next one, you know, gets a different version of it because they lie to the public about what they did in the last generation. And that's why I do think my book is helpful, because I sort of obliterated all those lies. So then you've got all this money out of the Federal Reserve. And then you've got, it goes semantic deception. I don't know if I dealt with that one, where the use of words. Yeah. For instance, communies, and they sound so good to you, but they have a different definition. Like I did talk about critical thinking, right? Lenin. Hmm? And the use of the teachers, now we don't, there are no teachers left. Up until the year 2000, the teachers were sort of trying to hang in and thinking that they did their own thing behind closed doors, but they can't any longer because that was the beginning of when they would come in and they would videotape the teachers right in the classroom, And now the teachers have been reduced to, they don't teach, they just monitor the students' reactions, stimulus or their reactions on the computer. And the computer is in total charge of what goes in your child's head. Now, a very interesting quote from a top educator, Dustin Houston. He was head of the World Education something or other, and he said that, won't it be wonderful when the child in the most remote area can have the benefits of the world's greatest thinkers and psychologists and everybody on the computer, and nobody can get between the child and the computer. That's a devastating quote. That means that's what parents are looking at. They're wondering, where on earth our children at dinner table talk. If they eat dinner together, that's a good one too. They got rid of parents having dinner with their kids way back when. I remember, you may remember too. When all of a sudden, there were programs in the afternoon that were extended down at whatever they were at school, basketball or basket weaving or whatever, extended into the dinner hour. So that sort of broke up the one means of communication between parents and their children. And then, of course, you have the controlled media, absolutely controlled. I mean, David Rockefeller, when we met with the media gurus, the top ones, New York Times, Washington Post and all, I get those newspapers myself. And I really do, I don't, in quotes, enjoy them, but I find that, much of what they print is very legitimate, and it's very foolish for conservatives to completely, wipe them off the map as far as getting some important news. But basically, the media, as Rockefeller said to the media heads, about 20 years ago, called them all together, thank you so much for keeping our agenda under wraps. I think that was in Baden-Baden. Anyway, I'm sort of going through people should go on the internet and type in the devil's seven-pronged fork.
Mm-hmm.
That was an article that I wrote immediately after an interview like I'm having with you. Well, no,
yeah.
Not like this one. This is very different. But I was feeling sorry for the listeners.
For you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's making me lead to this question that I'm wondering what your perspective, Charlotte, and your thoughts are on this. You do see more and more of this, becoming prevalent in our society. Would you recommend children, as a result of some of this dumbing down of America and things of that nature that you are expert at, through your years of, being on the front lines and seeing and witnessing and living through a lot of different things in government, outside government, educational system, outside educational system. Would you recommend children be homeschooled or attend private school, public school? What would your recommendation be? If you're a young parent listening right now,
yep.
And they're trying to decide, what do we do with our children? Do we put them in private school, send them to public school so they meet all these different cultures in public school, or should we homeschool them?
Well, that's a basket full of good questions, which, in the past, I probably could have answered, in a more positive manner. In the past I would have said, oh, of course, homeschool or put them in a private school or whatever. I do believe it's become so bad because of technology. And by the way, the grant that I leaked was I leaked it due to technology. I knew that technology was going to be very, very damaging and evil, an evil influence. And I don't think I ever dreamed that it would be as bad as it is now on the computer. And, of course, all the advances are being made in messing with the human mind and eugenics and everything. Awful, awful, awful. But I would say now, try homeschooling. Definitely get your children. I hate to say this but all the good teachers are gone now, right? So get them out. Get them out of the public school system. But what you're going to find in homeschooling is you're going to be carefully monitored. And you'll have to, everything will have to sort of conform. If you take one penny, it could be a program of, that you send your child to get violin lessons that's in the public school system. If you take advantage of that, you're controlled immediately because of the tax money. So you have to be very careful about that. You're going to be controlled by the state constantly giving your child tests, et cetera. Then I have to look towards Europe, which has gone through children in Europe who have been homeschooled have been ripped right out of their houses, right? Europe's gone bad. It's very sad. That rhymes, huh? So you can look forward to the police state moving in and taking your children out because you parents don't know how to bring up your children. And then we move into the community-oriented policing system, too. But we've dealt with homeschooling maybe for a while, but it won't go for long. You're going to run into a concrete wall. And that will be monitored. The whole operation will be monitored by the police state being implemented in our communities under the community-oriented policing system. All of these systems are unelected groups, right? The cops, they're public-private partnerships. So you have no say. We're going to move into charter schools. You said public education. Charter schools, no. Don't go there. They receive public funding as well. So that means they have to conform every bit of their curriculum, although it may look really nice. You know, maybe they've got a good art program or music or whatever, and et cetera. No, but the rest of the program is absolutely identical to the public school. They will have to implement, they are already, Common Core, which the parents all oppose. Well, look, parents, if you go near a charter school, you're just walking right into the trap you were fighting because the charter school is taking tax money. Charter schools are federally funded, and they do not have elected boards. So you were better off in the public school system, weren't you? Because at least you had an elected board. So that's fair. Throw that one out. So that's what you call their options. Now, the other option, private education. Again, same old thing. Any private school, Christian school, whatever, that takes a penny of tax money, I don't care whether it's, you know, even if you just take tax money for lunch or something that's, you know, benign, no, you've had it. You're absolutely under control, and I know that because in the Department of Ed, I worked in budget areas at one time where we'd have to get the evaluations in from different groups that took money, and the law is very clear there. I can cite the law, but we don't have time to do that. But in a way, in a nutshell, it just says that you know, anybody who accepts a penny through pictures on the wall in the school, lunch program, whatever, things you'd think were totally neutral. You are controlled. You will implement the global education agenda. And now as far as homeschoolers, let's go back here. I have a chart. It's in my, I think I mentioned it in my book. It was a grant, a proposal for funding received under the New American School Development Corporation. That was George Bush. And Lamar Alexander, all these neoconservatives who really have done us in, folks. I mean, they are Trotskyites. They really are. I can say that, and nobody can go up against me on it. They are. And they're the ones who were pushing all of this agenda now, charter schools, everything. But there was, at that time, when Bush was in, he set up the New America School Development Corporation. And he asked for proposals from different groups around the country for different types of schools in the future. And there was one that didn't get approved for funding, but you can be sure it's on their mind. And it had the public school superintendent in the middle of the town, right, in direct control over homeschoolers, requiring them to submit the curriculum, the testing, everything by computer to the superintendent. So that's the end of homeschooling. It hasn't been approved yet, but that was a model that was proposed. But they knew they couldn't go that far at that time, and they didn't, but they weren't. So that means the homeschoolers are going to all be controlled. I mean, it is really quite diabolical. You have to give them credit. I mean, how do you have to spend, you know, 25 hours a day brilliantly designing this agenda?
Now we
covered that.
You did. We only have about 6 minutes left to our show.
Okay.
Yeah. So see if we can bring in some other elements. The idea of this one world government.
Right.
For the audience that may be listening today who are tuning in for the first time, and they're not familiar with that phraseology, that terminology, that description, can you define, Charlotte, for us what a one-world government is, and is this supposed to be occurring within the next coming years? And what action as part of that can people take? So define first what one-world government is, and is it coming in the next few years, and what can people do?
Well, it's really quite late. I mean, it's been on the drawing board since the late 1700s. There was a book written by John Robison, a really noted scholar in every area in Scotland, in Europe, called Proofs of a Conspiracy. He used that word, hey, boy, bad boy, huh? He was a Mason, but he was British Masonry. He went to France, and he saw the French Orient Masonry after the Revolution, right? And he came back, and he wrote that book, which he actually, it's a fascinating book. I have an original copy. It's falling apart. But he gave it to George Washington, who was a Mason. And George Washington, I believe, quit the Masonic Order because of that book. In that book, you were talking about the world, New World Order, the phrase. Well, on page whatever, I just thought, huh? You know, it was talking about the children of royalty and how the Masonic Order had to get a hold of them and retrain them away from Christianity towards living in a New World Order. I thought, what? Back in what, 17, he wrote the book in 1798. Huh? Okay, so this has been on the drawing board for many, many years, and the result of this will be nothing order other than just, consider this. You won't have any say. There will be no elected officials, which they're taking away right now through public-private partnerships. That was the most devastating blow. People think it sounds okay. No. The minute you have a public-private partnership, you've lost your representative form of government. Unelected boards running things now, you know it. You see it all over. People accept it. Regional government. Regional government is communism. I have the original paper by a San Diego professor, sociologist, where it was published in the Communist Daily World. And he says right there that regionalism, which is going in with break down the borders, get rid of elected officials and all that we see all over the country. He says regionalism is communism. And then he goes on to say it works so well in the Soviet Union. So what we're looking at with a global system is, of course, total dictatorship, because we have no say in anything to do with anything. They could take our property. Carnegie Corporation said it in 1934 in its little book. I have that. It's on the internet, and it's also my book. Carnegie Corporation said, we will use the schools to change America from a capitalist economic system to a planned economy. And get this, sit down, huh? In some cases, to take your land. That is the Carnegie Corporation. Now, if that doesn't tell people that this agenda, which is all outlined in this book called Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies, that's the agenda. That is the gem for people to go and read that book. It is on my son's website. You type in conclusions into the web, and his website's AmericanDeception.com. You can read that book, because if you don't believe Charlotte, you're going to find that plus a lot more that is going to be very disturbing. If you're wondering what this global system is, it's a total dictatorship, and we've seen, how they operate in communist China, in Russia, in Nazi Germany, in Cuba, in many parts of Africa, so tragically now, all over. That, what we're going to be under is what we look at as Americans who've been quite spoiled and privileged to live under the Constitution. We're going to be living under a totally alien governmental system, which is a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Unelected, it's really riveting dictatorship.
Yeah, really riveting and fascinating information that you're sharing with us here on CUTV News Radio Live. I can't believe that the show has, we'll have to have you back. We have so much more to talk about and really describe here, but this was a very insightful episode, and we're talking about your book as well, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And again, it's an incredible read, and one that I think a lot of people should partake in. You can go to their website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. That's deliberatedumbingdown.com. Our very special guest, Charlotte Isovich. She's also an extraordinary author, in addition to her illustrious career. And Charlotte, is the book also available at Amazon and places like that, or just at your website?
Well, it's out. The book is out of print now, but it's a free PDF on the internet. And
yeah,
interestingly enough, although nobody in the United States, like Trump or any president, right, or any governor or what senator, would recognize my book at all. It was boycotted completely. It's being published. It's been published in Brazil, in Portuguese. And I was thrilled about that, because Brazil's bigger than the United States and has a bigger population. So the Brazilians, who've been through three communist coups, right, they understand that education is key. And they got a hold of my book in English. The publisher who called me and did the translation and asked me if they could translate it so that the Brazilians can try to get their system, their education system, back to normal. And you know what normal is? It really is what C.S. Lewis, the great novelist, said. He said, when training, right, workforce training going in all across the country now, beats education, civilization dies. Don't forget, this is lifelong now, because that's the community education, the community-oriented policing. It's all services, everything you could think of, even taking grandma to see the leaves in the autumn, will be under the school district, which is unelected now, with charter schools on, under the school district, lifelong, everything. Medical services, psychological services, art, music, take grandma to see the leaves in the autumn, right? Everything. That's the plan. And that is in that very good article at my website. I'm really happy about that. I used other people's research on this. Incredible paper on community education written by the late Ruth Feld back in the 70s. And it's all documented. If people want to know what it's going to look like, they should go read that. Read that article, that wonderful article
that
on
article.
Community education at my website, and the COPS program, which is the police state.
Absolutely. Website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. Charlotte, thanks for joining us once again on CUTV News Radio Live. I had a million more questions for you, but the time has run by so quickly, as it always does. Hopefully we get a chance to explore and dig deeper and chat some more. That would be a pleasure. And thanks so much for being on this episode with me today. I appreciate it, and it was a great broadcast.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. You have a wonderful rest of your day, Charlotte. Always a pleasure having you with us on CUTV News Radio Live. Our very special guest, speaker and author, Charlotte Isovich.
If you want to learn more about our programming, or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Once again, Jim Masters here on CUTV News Radio Live, thanking you for joining us for this episode with our special guest, Charlotte Isovich. For the entire team here, thanks for being with us. Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another great guest making a positive difference all around the world in all our lives. Till then, thanks for being with us on this episode. Take care, and we'll talk again soon on CUTV News Radio Live. Bye for now.